Hot Wings came in.
Yeah.
Tommy, you when I came in today, sitting in the middle of the couch, Tommy, you know how when Tommy gets something new, he wants you to ask about it?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Uh-huh.
So I walk in today. Couch, there's good, nothing
such
on the couch.
A good description of Tommy.
There's nothing on the couch except, Hot Wings, will you show the shoes?
Yeah.
And he had taken one of the lights and turned it. Mm-hmm. So
no,
the light
no,
was on the couch. And I walk in and I go, what's the deal with these illuminated shoes? Now, Hot Wings is holding them. And you know what Tommy said? Well, free beer, I'm glad you asked.
Word like for word. I had a choice! Yeah.
So he had a spotlight.
Yeah.
And like he.
Yeah.
Tommy did lighting.
I don't know. I thought the Lord was trying to direct me to those with the illumination from onward upon the sky.
Okay.
It was a chosen day.
Tommy said, those are, I'm glad you asked. Those are shoes I got for Hot Wings. And I thought, that's the weirdest sentence I've ever heard in my life.
Yeah, that's
and then
first.
He said, they're Heelys. And I went, oh, yeah. Oh, this is going to be great.
Yeah, I mean, I should have known because yesterday he asked me what shoe size I was.
And
like,
Tommy
what?
Said, he's going to say they won't fit, but I know what size. They're 11. And so, sure enough, what was the first thing Hot Wings said to you, Tommy, when he went, what's the deal with these shoes in a somewhat disgusted manner?
Well,
I'm
going to break my neck.
Tommy a question.
I'm going to break my neck.
Yes, exactly. And the second thing was, well, they ain't going to fit. And then Tommy said, well, they're size 11, just like you said you wear.
Yeah, I just said they look small. That's all. Right. So, yeah, so I come into work, and they're sitting on my chair, which immediately disgusts me. I hate the fact that somebody's foreign shoes are on my seat. And I am.
Foreign shoes.
The thing is, I am kind of. I've always been pretty disgusted at, like, pre-used shoes. Like
I thought you were just going to say pretty disgusted and end the sentence because that would have been accurate.
It's true. But there's just something about, like, thrift shop stuff and all that. Like, I don't know what it is, but it's just shoes.
It's been a rough week for you, man. Going backwards yesterday.
I don't like it.
The mere suggestion of it.
The mere suggestion of moving backwards.
No, I'm not kidding. Like, these do look... like really small for my foot, but I will try them.
Hot Wings, you are.
They look pretty new.
They are new. Those are my shoes. They've been worn twice.
That's not new.
I mean, there's a good chance most shoes you buy at a store have been worn twice.
I got them online for Christmas one year.
Are these double knotted?
Probably.
Is there anything that won't upset you?
I was going to say, you'll find every little thing.
All right, well, I'll try to.
Don't look a gift horse in the mouth, man.
Are these green? You know I don't like green.
The wheel isn't in the spot I want it to be.
Oh my God, these are so. I almost swore, and I almost fell down too.
This is not. Man. Neither of those is a positive thing for you.
Will you rebuild?
What did the authorities say? That's what they said.
That's what they said.
Hey, I don't know how these work.
Well,
did you just say I don't know how Heelys work?
Yeah, like when you're
like roller skates. Like,
well, should I come and demonstrate
what,
you
have
for
to
you?
Walk
I have mine on.
You
want to
like
you know?
Slide?
Yeah. Oh, will you hold hands with Hot Wings and zip around the circle here outside the studios?
Oh my God! Oh, this is not good. This is gonna be this is a groin injury waiting to happen.
So Hot Wings has him on. He's holding on to the counter and the chair like he's at the roller rink in a seventh grade roller skating party.
Except I know how regular roller skates work, but this whole thing on the heel is weird.
It's a stride that just keeps going. Tommy makes it look easy.
He does.
Of course he does. He's young.
Yes.
Hold on. The coolest shoes we had available when I was a kid were kangaroos that had a little zipper on the side that you could put a diamond to. Like, that was a cool shoe when I was in the 80s.
What did the dime do?
You just had it in case you had to make a phone call.
Yeah, that's exactly what it was. You put one in both of your shoes in case you had to make a phone call.
I never had those.
It's the only thing you could put it because the pouch was on the side, and so you can't fit a lot in there.
Why don't you just stiffen your entire body and let Steve push you backwards so you can experience the thrill?
He's making me so nervous.
I can't do it.
That was pretty good.
It does seem like they're about to get her forward every second.
I'm so nervous for him. He's sliding heel by heel each time.
He's doing it.
Okay, how we can go out in the hallway where it's a nice straight shot.
Maybe use like a rolly chair as a walker, like at ice rinks.
He is.
He's really going for it.
Oh, is
oh,
he?
Oh.
Maitland.
Yeah, he got it.
Did he almost fall?
He did. He does this really funny thing with his arms where he kind of like hunches over and throws them forward.
He is the dainty hunchback right now.
Yes.
So he's away now. Mm-hmm. He is going to complain about how this made his body hurt at some point during the show today.
He's
I think
be
the backs of
this.
My legs are sore from all that wheeling.
My shins have never worked so hard in my life.
We're going to walk through the airport tomorrow.
Oh,
and he's
God.
Just going to be a bitchin'.
Oh, we should try to make it. Let's say, because he's going to go play trivia. If he somehow loses to Laura, he has to wear them through the airport tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we'll have Laura learn all the answers to the questions so we know he loses.
He is still scooting down the hallway. Honestly, I feel like there's a hip replacement in his future. He's going to be. Oh, he almost tumbled. Meanwhile, Tommy is just striding.
Tommy looks like he's going to win a gold medal on the ice.
Yeah.
He looks like Frankenstein.
Frankenstein when he first got wheels on his shoes.
That's what I was saying out in the hallways. I look like Frankenstein.
Glad you didn't see a reflection in the water or see any fire.
Just give me a daisy to hang on to. Yeah. My body can't grasp the idea that both toes are up at the same time. It's wrong. What I was saying out in the hallway, I go, it's like trying to drink.
How do you lay down?
Well, you know what I mean.
No, laying down involves falling backwards and toes in the air.
Yeah, oh, right?
No.
Oh, my God.
That's a
do
double
you feel
whammy.
Like you're going to heaven every night?
Yeah. You know what I mean. When you're walking, you're not supposed to have both toes up at the same time. It's just, it's foreign. Like I said out in the hallway, I go, it's like trying to drink milk through your nose. Like, you know you can do it, but your body's not meant to. It's like it's very difficult to overcome.
So we're doing a game exchange with the other morning show, one of the other morning shows here in the building, because our phones don't work again. Huzzah. And if you lose to Laura on her game, Laura can't lose. Yeah. Then we've decided you should wear the Heelys through the airport to Massachusetts tomorrow.
Well, that won't happen.
It could.
It won't.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. On tile. That'd be great for me.
I think it would be a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, you guys got it. I'll do that. right on. You bet, guys.
I mean, you can still walk in them. You don't have to use the heel part.
Yeah, they give you a little tool when you buy them that you can pop the wheels in and out of.
Yeah, a little key.
Oh. No, you got to walk defeat the purpose.
You got to walk with the wheels in.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise they're just shoes with a hole in the bottom.
Yeah, I was always taught to, like,
no,
step
with
your
heel. The new kangaroo shoe.
What? You take the wheel out, you put your dime in there?
Yeah, and then pop the bottom on.
Mm-hmm. Seems legit.
Yeah, it's a free pocket. Kind of.
That is remarkable.
Thanks for this gift.
You're welcome. I could see it in your eyes when I had mine on yesterday.
Yeah.
And
I've always dreamt of that.
I know. And you didn't have to say anything. And I,
no,
so I
know.
You know,
I appreciate that.
I know it's Steve's birthday. I would have got him a pair too, but I didn't know what his shoe
That's
size
all right.
was.
I am more than happy to share my birthday with Hot Wings.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
Well, I just wanted to make sure.
Yeah. Seeing him try was a gift to us all.
Yep.
It was beautiful.
Yeah.
You want to try one more time, Frankenstein?
It's like a giraffe on ice.
It is the best gift you could have given me.
This text from Albany. This is just like when the ladies went skydiving, multiple angles of people doing something that's maybe outside their person, but a thrill a second.
Yeah.
Yeah, Hot Wings and Heelys is just as thrilling as falling 17,000 feet. Yeah.
Can we go to a parking lot and drift cars or something?
Yes.
Like, let's do that.
Yeah. Ooh, I'll get in a car with you if
I'm
you're going to do that.
I'm good at that.
I will. I would love that.
There's a chance you might wreck. I'm in.
Awesome.
Yeah, that sounds fun, actually.
I'm seeking thrills for cheap, please.
Oh, the cheap thrills. Those are the good kind. Steve, what are you getting for your birthday?
I don't know.
These Heelys.
To be determined, I guess.
I'm bequeathing them.
You could put both feet in each one, or in one of them.
Yeah, wait, do you guys share the same size shoe? Is this the Sisterhood of the Traveling Heelys?
These are 11s.
No, I'm like a 10. But I'll give it a try.
They're tight 11s, though, so I think they might.
Oh, Steve's going to be good at it.
I don't know about that.
Tommy's going to give you his shoes, Steve.
He'll be better. Here you go, Steve.
Yeah, whatever. I'll take either side.
One of each.
Do you guys think if Tommy goes to a wedding and he's like dressed in a, you think Tommy has a suit? Probably.
Yeah.
Like for funerals and
these are perfect.
Ushering or whatever. Do you think he wears Heelys with his?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh,
definitely.
Yeah.
I think Tommy would, if he were the groom, he'd glide down the aisle if he could.
See, when Steve just said, these are perfect, that's why I said, I think they're a little snug.
I feel so tall.
They're a little chunkier, yeah.
You're gonna be like Ron DeSantis now, putting things in your heels.
It's like a whole new perspective up here. Man,
see, Steve's always like sneaky good at like all these little things like this, so I think he'll end up just flying down the hallway doing a great job.
Yeah, go for it, skater boy.
Okay.
Oh, wow. Okay, so. You look fragile.
It's
Steve
tough.
Is shaking.
It really is. You know, have you ever tried to ride one of those bikes where the pedals and the handlebars are backward?
The opposite bike.
Yeah, the opposite bike.
Wait, like you've both done that?
Like stuff
I tried
like that.
One, yeah.
I tried one, yeah.
How is that?
Where do you get those?
Why would you buy that?
Was it an event?
I thought so.
I didn't think you could go backwards.
I saw the one
somebody
on
had
a video one.
One
time, but I didn't know that everybody had
yeah,
one.
Yeah, I had tried one, and it's like that. It's like trying to rewire your brain for walking.
Yeah.
Go, no, it's just heels down, toes up, heels down, toes, you know, as you walk, and that putting both heels up at the same time is, it's a weird.
I bet if Steve,
it's tough.
Yeah. If Steve had done it yesterday when he was young, he'd have been fine.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
Now he's in his mid 40s.
It's true. Once you hit the mid 40s, heelys are right out.
I mean, I 100% agree with Hot Wings.
This has
weird.
To be tremendous vindication.
It's weird having both toe, like both feet, having your toes in the air. Oh, this is. I can do it though.
It's yeah. The,
give
the
me a
reason,
couple days.
Yeah, the right.
Couple days.
Couple days. I'll be zipping around here like.
Do you think
nobody's
you'll be able
business.
To dunk with those on?
Yeah, probably.
Right.
Actually, they're pretty heavy, so after you wear them enough, you might be able to with regular shoes.
Give us a little slide again, Steve.
Okay.
Let's see it.
Yeah.
Steve's going right around the corner of the bean table. Oh, that was almost a split, my friend.
Right? Right? It's weirdly hard.
Oh.
What'd you say, mate?
I can't watch you guys do this anymore.
It
every
is giving
single
you...
time one of you like goes up on your back feet, I'm like, ah!
I know. That's the thing. I'm waiting for the heels to just go out.
Yep.
And then the next thing you know, you're on a tailbone or your head. I think you got to start that stuff when you have a low center of gravity, like a kid. You know,
well,
like
you don't know
kid.
Any better.
Yeah.
Right.
Like when was the first time you put heelys on?
Hold on.
Okay, second grade. Yeah. So you were, you know, 3 feet tall.
Yeah.
Oh. And yeah, your center of gravity's a little different at that age.
Yeah, my second grade was obsessed with them. They had everybody had them. They got banned from recess because so many people were doing it when kid broke their arm.
What year was this? Like 2012?
2012.
So
2007.
Oh yeah, 12 was outrageous.
Yeah.
That was amazingly stupid.
Oh my God,
by
the
me.
The fact that you were in elementary school in 2007 and I was 2 years deep into college. Wow.
I was living in my fourth city after college.
Yeah.
Ooh. Crazy.
I owned my third house.
Yeah, me too. Yeah. Yeah. That's all right. Well, Tommy owned three pairs of Heelys. So
yeah.
I guess it's all
so,
about the
yeah,
same.
It all stands to reason.